Well, all I want is a party dog. Come along with me when I'm feeling wild. To be ever loving, true and fair. To run her fingers through my hair. Come along and be my party dog. Come along and be my party dog. Come along and be my party dog. I wanna make love to you, to you. I wanna make love to you. I saw a gal walking down the street. Kind of a gal I would love to meet. She had blonde hair and eyes of blue. Baby, I'm gonna have a party with you. Come along and be my party dog. Come along and be my party dog. Come along and be my party dog. I wanna make love to you, to you. I wanna make love to you. Every man has gotta have a party dog. To be with him when he's feeling wild. To be ever loving, true and fair. To run her fingers through his hair. To run her fingers through his hair. Come along and be my party dog. Come along and be my party dog. Come along and be my party dog. I wanna make love to you, to you. I wanna make love to you.
There was a second charted record of Party Doll in 1957, and you just heard it. Steve Lawrence opens the second hour of the Music Box, which comes from my house to your radio each week on FM 102.5 The Concert Hall. I'm Mike Duke. Bandleader and actor Ozzie Nelson was born in Jersey City, New Jersey on March 20th, 1906. The song Two Sleepy People was written for the movie Thanks for the Memories and was sung in that movie by Bob Hope and Shirley Ross in 1938. It was quickly recorded by a number of other performers, including Ozzie and Harriet Nelson.
Here we are, out of cigarettes, holding hands and yawning, see how late it gets. Two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say goodnight.
Here we are in a cozy chair, picking on a wishbone from the frigid air. Two sleepy people with nothing to say, and too much in love to break away. Do you remember the nights we used to linger in the hall? Father didn't like you at all. Do you remember the reason why we married in the fall? To rent this little nest and get a little rest.
Well, here we are, just about the same. Punchy little fella, drowsy little dame. Two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say goodnight. Now our next scene finds the same two sleepy people. They've been married for 5 years. As our scene opens, they're returning from a party. Well, here we are, and it's nearly 3:30. A perfectly good night wasted.
That's right, blame it all on me.
Two sleepy people, slightly touched in the head. We don't know enough to stay home and go to bed.
Oh, dear, stop your grumbling. Hurry up, turn out the light. Ooh, what a relief to get these shoes off. They're so tight.
Well, this hard-boiled shirt you made me wear had me suffering all night. Your social plans, my pet, will be the ruin of me yet.
Oh, the man in the apartment below is rapping the ceiling with his shoe.
Well, so what? Why should that bother us? We're making a lot of noise, too.
Two sleepy people, slightly touched in the head, who don't know enough to go to bed. Time marches on. We find the same two sleepy people. This time they've been married for 50 years. Of course, they seem very much older and very tired because they've been losing all this sleep all this time. As our scene opens, they're returning from a party.
Well, here we are. It must be awful late.
Well, it ain't gonna do no harm to us. We don't often celebrate. Two sleepy people, but I'm still feeling fine.
Land sakes alive, it's 9:30.
You look mighty pretty tonight, Mother.
One, how you talk. You were pretty sharp yourself doing the Lambeth walk. Two sleepy people. Now remember what you said.
Shucks, I'm up so late, I sort of hate to go to bed.
Do you remember the nights we used to linger in the car?
Sure do.
Watching every last fading star.
Yes.
Do you remember? The doctor said our health was under par.
Yes, and look at me today. I'll be 89 in May. When I saw those beautiful gals at the party and then took a look at the men. Boy, oh boy, what I wouldn't give to be 75 again.
Two sleepy people, even as you and I, regret now it's time to say goodbye.
Sleep, was the first hit for Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians way back in 1923. We also heard Two Sleepy People by Ozzie and Harriet Nelson. I'm Mike Duke at FM 102.5, the Concert Hall, where spring is busting out all over thanks to the Beach Boys. Here is Their Hearts Were Full of Spring.
Shining where clouds have been, maybe it's something to do with spring. I feel no older than 17, maybe it's something to do with spring. A feeling I can't express, a sort of lilt in the air, a lyrical loveliness seems everywhere there. That cow resembles a rural dean. Maybe it's something to do with spring. The spring is here, dear. Oh, dear, oh, dear, dear, can't you see the simply agonizing sheen on every angry little tree? You must admit it's rather fun to think that every single thing that nature ever does is overdone. You see exactly what I mean. It all looks far too clean, a badly painted scene. The grass is far too green. Perhaps there's something we have missed. I never could have kissed a sentimentalist. Still, there's something in the atmosphere, a sort of something, dear, that makes me happy here. The sun is shining where clouds have been. Maybe it's something to do with spring. I feel no older than 17. Maybe it's something to do with spring. A feeling I can't express, a sort of lilt in the air, a lyrical loveliness everywhere there. That sheep's expression is quite obscene. Maybe it's something to do with spring.
Something to Do with Spring was written and sung by Noel Coward in 1932, and the Beach Boys included Their Hearts Were Full of Spring in their concerts for several years. If there's a piece of music you want me to put into the music box for a future show, send an email to the conductor over at the concert hall, and he or his assistant will make sure I get the message. That address is am1120@wtwzradio.com. From my house to your radio, this is the Music Box at FM 102.5, the Concert Hall. I'm Mike Duke, and this is Carole King.
A little bit of soap will wash away your lipstick on my face. But a little bit of soap will never, 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 ever erase the pain in my heart and my eyes as I go through the lonely hills. A little bit little soap we'll never wash away my tears. A little bit of soap will wash away your powder from my chin. A little bit of soap will never, 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 never begin to take away the hurt that I feel as I go through the lonely hills. A little bit of soap will never wash away my tears.
Have you heard? When I begin to die, it leaves someone to cry.
Night and day,
like a bird, you left your robin nest, and just like all the rest, you flew away.
A little bit of soap will take away your perfume eventually. But a little bit of soap will never wash away the memory. So we'll never wash away my tears. I'll never lose the memory of your name in the night that I call through the lonely hills. A little bit of soap will never wash away my tears. A little bit of soap will never wash away my tears.
The Jarmels couldn't mend a broken heart with a little bit of soap, but they sang their way to a big hit with it in 1961. And we heard Been to Canaan by Carole King. The Music Box heads for intermission with Revenge by Brooke Benton.
You keep looking at me while you dance in another's arms, and you pretend so enchanted with all his charms. Revenge, revenge, is that all you want? Well, you've had your revenge, now come back to my arms. You keep telling your old friends only heartaches I gave to you, and you hope in the end that my heart will be crying too. Revenge, revenge, is that all you want? Well, you've had your revenge, now come back to my arms. Maybe you want me to get down on my knees to you. Well, just tearing my heart apart.
From 1962, that's Revenge by Brooke Benton. I'm Mike Duke. The Music Box will return from my house to your radio after this concert hall intermission.